Everywhere you turn on the internet, whether it's YouTube or Medium, there are people telling you to be consistent. If you are a content creator of some sort, an artist of some sort, if you are someone that makes something and shares it on the internet, there's a line of people all telling you, be consistent. And consistency is important. It's important to show up. It's important to show people that you are not just testing something out, that you have a commitment to what you're doing. But if you listen to that advice and you take it to heart too much, you may soon become obsessed with this idea of momentum. It's another one of those words that gets thrown out all over the place. Build momentum. Build momentum. Podcasters, we hear it all the time. Build momentum. Don't publish episodes every month. Publish them every week because it builds momentum. Like human beings, like listeners, are snowballs rolling down a hill. That somehow it's just going to get bigger because of this magic word called momentum. Now, I'm not saying that momentum doesn't play some sort of role in some sort of success online. But it doesn't supplant quality. Consistency doesn't supplant quality. If you can get out something every day, but it's garbage, it's still garbage. And that consistency is never going to save it. And when you become obsessed with this idea of momentum, it becomes really easy to burn out. That's why there are so many podcasts on iTunes that are dead, that are gone. We burn out when we hold ourselves to standards that are not our own. When we hold on to things that other people think we should believe, but we don't actually feel it inside of ourselves. I am an expert at burning out. I push myself too hard consistently, and then I throw everything up in the air. So what I've been fascinated about recently is the idea of taking breaks. But because this is a show of questions and not answers, I thought it'd be interesting to ask some of our previous guests what they think about the idea of taking breaks. First, we'll start with Lou Birmingham.
I've found over the years it's really important to recharge the creative energies, recharge the batteries. You've got to refill that creative well. It doesn't necessarily run dry, but it can get pretty low. So you need to have downtime. You know, that could be going someplace different. Could be a small trip. Could be a longer trip. I'm actually on vacation right now in Kauai with my Aikido instructor, Jack Wattis, and say, of Aikido San Jose, and with a small group here. We've been training on the beach, and every other day we take a day off from doing that. And it's just great. I walk around. I'm looking at the palm tree right now. And I can't wait to get back in the studio, but now I've had a week break. So I like to let the projects I'm working on lie fallow. They get to percolate. I come back. The benefits of taking a break is you have a fresh perspective. I look at my artwork with fresh eyes.
And then we have my good friend and former co-host, Lam Nguyen.
Habits really do breed complacency and apathy. So in my life, whether it's my photography or golf or whatever it may be, the moment I feel like I'm getting too comfortable or too good at something, I have a tendency to want to destroy it all and start over again. And I think that in my older age, the more mature form of that is understanding that every so often, once you've been on a certain path for so long, you have to stop and take a look back so that you can see what you're doing in the present and understand where you need to go in the future to make better choices, to be a better artist or better whatever it is that you're doing. Like in my case, it's a better photographer and a better golfer. But that perspective is such a necessary thing to have. And I think that the only way that you can really do that is to slam on the brakes and take a long, hard look so that you can take a very clear inventory of the paths ahead of you and choose the right one that will make you better at all the things that you want to be and all the things that you want to do. So yeah, I think not only is it good to take breaks, I think it's absolutely necessary to take breaks. And if you don't, then you run the risk of doing the same old thing over and over and over again without realizing that slowly over time, you're just getting worse at what you do because everyone else is getting better around you.
And if you remember back to episode 4, you may remember Ian Amling.
I look at breaks the same way I do, say, exercise. And when you're doing sets of, like, physical training, you're not always working out. And, like, the breaks between those allow your muscles to sort of relax and accept all the tears and whatnot that eventually build more muscle and make you stronger. I think creatively there's a correlation there. It's important that the breaks you take relate to the goals that you have. Like, you know, say if I'm learning a new discipline, when I'm not focusing on studying, it's nice to let my mind wander of, like, within, like, the potentials of what I could do, like, be it a new 3D application, you know, a new drawing program, or, like, when you're not working, you're still working, so to speak, but not in such a strenuous manner. And I think that, too, can be reflected on related to, like, say, a sabbatical. Sometimes people think that a sabbatical is just, like, when you take a break from all that working. My perception of that is make really good use of that rest time. So have a goal in mind when you're not, you know, doing something that you're going to get paid for and so forth, but still make it productive.
My good friend, John Miller.
Taking a break is absolutely necessary. And until you learn how to step away from your art, step away from whatever it is that you do, I don't think it's finished. I think it's a fundamental step. If you can't walk away and let go, then you can't approach things with a fresh set of eyes or a pair of ears, you know, or a clean palate. It really is necessary. You have to do that. You have to do it for your art. You have to do it for yourself. Whatever you're up to, it's not done until you can look at it through the lens of someone who's never seen it or heard it or experienced it before. And you're never going to get there unless you take a break. For me, that's the most important aspect about taking a break. That's what taking a break really is. It is part of the creative process. It is necessary entirely.
And lastly, the lovely Alicia Oxy.
I truly believe that creativity lies within the breaks that we give ourselves. There's so much of the balance of the doing and the being. And I think when you're in the being, when you're in the feminine quality, creation comes to you and then co-creates with you, and there's not so much resistance. Just for a quick example, the first book I wrote, Life Letters, it took me 7 years from start to finish to write it. I wrote it one draft of it, and then 7 years later, I published it. The podcast, I did interviews for 8 years and then took a break and then decided, oh, let me make it a podcast. It's always in the stillness that I find my best creation comes forth, or the idea for what this manifestation needs to be is in the quiet and then the time off. Also, after my daughter, I took a 3-4 month break when she was about 8 months old, trying to understand who I am in the world and what I am here to create and do. And out of that, 3 months later is when the podcast birthed, when the idea for my writing birthed. All these things birth from the idea of taking time. Taking time is such an essence to refuel who we are as creatives and to refuel who we are as people. So take the time. It does not mean you're lazy. It just means you're waiting to be called forth for the right creative process and partnership. Listen, breathe, take hold. There you go.
This is the finale for season 1. It means that between now and the end of August, I will not be putting out any new episodes. But when I come back in September with season 2, I want to learn to be a better human being. And what I learn, I want to give to you. And hope that maybe it will help you as well. Because as good as we are, we can always get better. We can always ask more of ourselves. So during this break, do not forget about me. And I was listening to something the other day that said never to end anything without a call to action. Never fill people's heads with ideas and not give them the opportunity to do something with that. So I'm going to ask all of you a favor. I'm going to ask you to become my sales department, to become my cheerleaders, to become my evangelists. I'm going to do everything I can to make this better for you at every step. What I need from you is for you to get this in front of more ears, to hit star on Overcast, to rate and review this show on iTunes so that when I go to ask guests to come on this show, they can see the reviews and understand that this show is legit. But on top of all of that, to share this with people on a personal basis, to find somebody who's going to find value in one of the episodes and get them to listen to it, get them to subscribe, because I believe in what I'm doing here. So in the next 2 months, get people to listen to season 1 so that when we come back with season 2, it's the next level. Until then, as we used to write in yearbooks when I was younger, KIT, keep in touch and have a rad summer.